What do you need to be more dedicated to in order to win? Most people have never thrown their whole weight at anything ever. Most people have never put in the work for their dream. The 10,000 hours, no, they want it on credit. They won't read what they're supposed to read, work the way they're supposed to work, do what they're supposed to do. And they will blame God for their own trifling, lazy, inconsistent behavior. All of us have some area that we have not mastered. I'm not preaching this to convict you. I'm preaching this to challenge you. What is it about you that is consistent, that you're willing to be dedicated to? Because that's all we can use for destiny. There were three things that God gave Joseph in the prison that helped him through the prison. Number one, the Bible says the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. He gave him company in the prison. He said, if you're in it, I'm in it with you. I don't know who I'm teaching today, but the Lord said, I'm in it with you. You had to sell a car, I'm in it with you. You had to sell a house, I'm in it with you. He left you for another woman, he said, I didn't. I'm still in the house with you. I'm still gonna open doors for you. I'm still gonna make ways for you. I will not leave you by yourself. She don't appreciate who you are as a man. God says, I do. I am with you in the prison. Not just in church, not just on Sunday morning, not just when the praise team sings, not just when everybody's beating the drum, not when people are happy and shouting. God says, I'm with you when it doesn't look profitable to be with you. I am with you. That's what separates me from some of them folks you call friends, even when there is no opportunity. Oh, God, you don't hear what I'm saying to you. So you go ahead and praise him for your car, and you praise him for your stocks. You praise him for your mutual fund. I praise him for not leaving me. Thank you for being with me when all hell was breaking loose. I'm just glad that you was with me. We're going to practice that. Shake somebody by the hand and say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. I may be sleeping on this floor, but the Lord is with me. I may be in some kind of trouble right now, but the Lord is with me. I may have a lump in my breast, but the Lord is with me. I may be down on my luck, but the Lord is with me. Luck comes, luck goes, but the Lord is stable. The Lord is with me. I don't know who I'm talking to. The Lord is with me. He was with me in 2019. He's with me in 2020. He's going to be with me in 2021. If you want to get with God, get with me, because the Lord is with me. If you want to fight God, fight me, because the Lord is. If you and me get into it, he's on my side. That's how I feel about it. You got to know that you know that you know that you know I'm with you, even when you don't feel me, even when you don't like the condition, even when you don't like the circumstance. So number one, the Lord is with him. Number two, he showed him mercy. Mercy sure do look good when justice ain't just. He showed him mercy. He showed him mercy. Have mercy. I don't understand how people who need mercy can be so merciless. His mercies are new every morning. He showed him mercy. That's why I beat everybody praising God. Because he showed me mercy. And I owe him a praise. I don't mind raising my hand. I don't mind clapping my hand. Because had God dealt with me according to my sins, I would have been cut off. But the Lord showed me. I feel a shout coming on. I feel a shout. I'm not even trying to shout, but I feel a shout. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. He showed me mercy. He showed me mercy. He showed me mercy. He showed me mercy. Number three. He gave him favor with the warden. He gave him favor with the warden. He gave him favor with the warden. You might not believe this, but God will make folks like you. You think it's just because you're so charismatic? No, God will make folks like you. He gave him favor with the warden. You walk in like you know they like you. Because God is going to give you favor. Favor with the person in power. Am I talking to anybody in here? Now let me go a little bit deeper with this. I'm almost where I want to be. The thing that gets me about Joseph is that he was dedicated in a deficit. I understood him being dedicated in Potiphar's house because he was on the upside. But this boy is dedicated in prison. He's running the prison. The inmate is running the prison. If you stop crying about being an inmate, you'll see why you're in the situation you're in. Because God's gonna get some glory out of the situation that you're in. God doesn't just reveal himself by changing situations. Sometimes God uses the situation to change you. So what gets me about him is that he's dedicated in a deficit. In prison, he's still serving. He's still leading. He's still helping. He's still giving. And had he not been dedicated in a deficit, he would have never reached his destiny. Right. Had he gotten bitter or depressed or discouraged and said, I'm through. Last time I was dedicated, it didn't work. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going out there like that. I'm not going out like that. I'm not going to do it. He would have died in prison. But he was dedicated in a deficit. Can you be dedicated in a church that's not growing? Can you be dedicated to a job you think that's beneath you? I know you say you're going to get dedicated when you get the promotion. No, you're going to be dedicated now. That's how you're going to get the promotion. I'm helping somebody. I don't know who it is. So dedication has to be an internal impulse and not an external reaction. He must be dedicated because he's dedicated. He is not dedicated because things are going good. He has not allowed external circumstances to define internal character. He's just dedicated. He's a dedicated person. He's been dedicated all his life. When he's in, he's all in. When he's there, he's really there. When he's given, he's really given. When he's serving, he's really serving. Regardless, this is who he is. Don't let life change who you are. You got to be consistent even when life is chaotic. Because now I see why God chose Joseph. He could trust him. He chose Joseph because he could trust him. And Joseph ends up the prince of Egypt because he's consistent. Can God trust you? In prison, no pay, nobody there to say attaboy. God blesses people he can trust. Can he trust you with power? See, because power. See, trusting you with money ain't no problem. Trusting you with power. I want to challenge you to continue to support the ministry, because you know as well as I do that the ministry is not about pews, and it's not about benches, and it's not about stained glass windows or technology or any of the things you see around us. This is not ministry. Ministry is word reaching ear, power touching need, miracles touching mess. That's ministry. And there's nothing about this situation that can circumvent the ministry from reaching not only you and you and you and you, but people all over the world by the power of God. If your faith is invigorated, if your mind is renewed, if you've watched this broadcast and it's changed your life in any kind of way, then I don't have to tell you that it's good ground. And I don't have to encourage you to sow, because you're too much of a Christian to cheat God out of the opportunity to pour out supernatural blessings in your life, because we are coming to a time that if God doesn't do it, it doesn't get done. The just shall walk by faith. All of us have some area that we have not mastered. I'm not preaching this to convict you. I'm preaching this to challenge you. What is it about you that is consistent, that you're willing to be dedicated to? Because that's all we can use for destiny. Joseph down in jail interpreting other people's dreams. And he's doing it for people and saying, man, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get out in 3 days. You're going to get out. And you're going back to the king. And in 3 days to this other joker, you're going to be dead. You faking, you phony, you don't know who you are, you didn't dream nothing, you're trying to slip in on somebody else's anointing. In 3 days, you're going to be dead. And he's dead. The butler gets out and forgets Joseph. But Joseph is still dedicated. The butler forgets him for 2 years. I told you it's going to take a decade. It's going to take a decade to anchor down everything that you're doing right now. It's going to take a decade to get it where it's established and it's solid and where you're fully respected on the next level of where you're going. Expect it to take some time. 2 years he spent forgotten by the people he helped. But Dr. King said, truth smashed down to the ground will rise again undaunted. It may take a long time, but if you just keep doing right, if you just stand your ground and be dedicated, if you keep going right, you can overcome anything. You can lose weight. You can go back to college. You can get your doctorate. If you just keep... God can only bless what you are consistent about. Dedication to destiny.
That's good.
This is my opportunity to dedicate my way unto the Lord and say, you know what? I'm going to stop being up and down and back and forth and flipping in and flipping out, and I'm going to be consistent even though my life is not. Even though this year will not be consistent, even though my friends won't be consistent and my family won't be consistent, my spouse won't be consistent, even though everything around me may not be consistent, these are the areas that I vow I'm going to hold to. I will not drop this. I may drop something else. I ain't say nothing about no banana pudding, but this is other stuff. We still working about that. Well, that's where the mercy. That's where the mercy. Back in the other part, the mercy and the pudding and the mercy and the pudding and the mercy go together, Lord, have mercy. But this right here, Jesus, this right here, we're going to lock this down. We're going to walk this out. If I don't save but $10 a week, we gonna walk this out. If I don't lay but 200, if I don't lay but 200 pounds, 200 calories down a week, we gonna walk this out. If I don't take but one class a year, we're going to walk this out. This right here, I'm going to put this on lock.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put this on lock, because if I put this on lock right now, by the time I get through walking through this, I'm going to be exactly where I need to be. Shake your neighbor and say, I'm after something. I'm after something. I'm after something. I'm after something. And I'm willing to lock down to get it. I'm willing to be stable to get it. I'm willing to dedicate myself toward it. I am not waiting on you to give me nothing. You ain't got to give me a thing. I'm not going to be chasing him behind you, sniffing up behind you, trying to get on your good side in the hole. I ain't tap dancing or none of it. I'm going to get this myself. And whatever it takes, I'm going to pay the price, and I'm not going to owe nobody when I get it. It's going to be me and Jesus. It won't be nothing about you. It's going to be me and the Lord. Touch me, people, say I'm after something. Yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do it when I'm in jail. I'm gonna do it when I'm out of jail. I'm gonna do it when things go right. I'm gonna do it when things go wrong. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be consistent. Lord, you can count on me for this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, so what can he count on? I learned a long time ago, 50% of winning is showing up for the fight. The fight is half over when you show up. You'll never win a fight you don't show up for. I'm showing up for this. I'm showing up for the fight. Here I am, ready for duty. I am through hiding in the shadows for fear that I might fail. I'm gonna face this head on and let the chips fall where they may. Yes, sir. Let the chips fall where they may. I'm gonna show up for the fight. You can count on me. I'm gonna show up every day. I'm gonna make a little dent in it every day. I'm gonna hit it every day. I'm gonna chop it every day. I'm gonna swing every day. You can count on me to take action.
Yes, sir.
I will not waste another decade complaining about who didn't love me and who didn't raise me and who didn't invest in me and who didn't teach me. I'm tired of my old story. I want a new story. I want a new testimony. I want to see the hand. Oh, I feel God in this place.
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Took them 2 years, Jackie, to get rid of the amnesia, and all of a sudden the butler, Pharaoh, had a dream and nobody could interpret it. And the butler said, you know that old whatchamacallit down there in prison, Joseph. Yeah, I was in the joint with him. He pretty good, Lord. He's pretty good. Had he not been good in prison, he would have never got to the palace. It was what he did in prison that brought him to the palace. Suppose he would have cussed the butler out and said, forget you. Get out the best way you can. I got my own problems right now. But he was consistent. And they came and knocked on the jail cell, said, the king has need of you. And he washed up, got a line, got his fade just right. Say, I'm going to see the king. I prophesy to you this day. Somebody is going to see the king. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither have entered into your heart where God is about to take you. He's about to take you into another dimension. You're going to see the king. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going to see the king. 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 I'm not dressing for where I was. I'm dressing for where I'm going. I'm going to see. The guy who was an inmate in one chapter becomes the head of the treasury for the nation of Egypt. That's why I don't believe in killing yourself. Because when you're killing yourself, you're killing a self you ain't met yet. You killing yourself over your past, but what you killing is not your past. It's already happened. You're killing your future. 24 hours can turn your entire life around. You can be on your way down, and God can turn the whole. I wish I had a witness somewhere. I wish I had one Holy Ghost witness. I wish I had a fire baptized witness. So now it comes down to your part. Why does God have you here today? What do you need to be more dedicated to in order to win? Do you know most people have never thrown their whole weight at anything ever? Most people have never put in the work for their dream. The 10,000 hours, no, they want it on credit. They won't read what they're supposed to read, work the way they're supposed to work, do what they're supposed to do. And they will blame God for their own trifling, lazy, inconsistent behavior. And they will act like God didn't come through, when the truth is, you didn't come through. And God has been waiting on you. God has been waiting on you. And he says, as soon as he will, I will. As soon as she does, I will. So here's the question. What is this about? What is he talking to you about? And only you can answer that. What dream do you have that you have not fully been dedicated to? That you've not thrown your full self at it consistently. Because God said if you do it consistently, he'll bring it down. He'll bring it down. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't be redeemed and keep it a secret. Don't be redeemed and be an undercover agent for the Lord. God don't need no secret agents. He needs you to say so.
Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Boldly to the Throne, Bishop T.D. Jakes' dynamic message on receiving at the throne of God's mercy and grace. For your gift of $90 or more, you'll also receive Bishop Jake's book, Follow the Star, as well as Watch Night, a DVD collection of Bishop's powerful New Year's Eve services. For your gift of $150 or more, you'll receive our I Am Seen throw blanket, deluxe journal, glass ornament, and Hope at Christmas collection, in addition to Follow the Star, Watch Night, and Boldly to the Throne.
But I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. I can be what God says I can be.
Call or go online to receive your bundle today.
What is solid in you? Are you a protector? Are you a provider? Are you creative? Are you thoughtful? What about you has matured to the point of having the God code? Because that will determine how your story ends. That is what maturity is. Maturity is consistency. I go to work when I feel like it. I go to work when I don't feel like it. I preach when I want to preach. I preach when I don't want to preach. I get on the plane when I want to get on the plane. I get on the plane when I got to get on the plane. I got to do what I got to do. If I got to walk, I got to walk. It hurts, but I got to do it. What part of you has moved beyond your mood? Because that is the only part of you that is the God factor. Yeah.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.